What the hell was that?
Why did you just walk through your chair like it wasn't there?
That wasn't even the painful part. The painful part is I hit my keys in my pocket in the chair, and my key just like jabbed into my skin.
Behind the scenes here on the Joe and Alex show, I am the heaviest person on the show. Not that weight matters, but that's just a fact. So when I run, I make more noise. Pork Chop lately has this thing where he runs around and he's like, You can hear him. He's like, I do it so people can hear me run around the corner.
Exactly, because if I crash into someone, I'm going to get in trouble.
Well, you just crashed into your chair. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. That hurt. I wanted to yell.
Well, you can yell. You just can't swear. All right, we're glad you're okay.
You just walk around and knock into things like an elephant.
Here comes Pork Chop.
Sorry.
All right, good morning. It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now, and I would like to play a little game here. I'm just going to go from person to person to person, so I'll go Alex, Pork Chop, Liv. I got 9 questions to see how well you guys do. Maybe you guys can all go 3 for 3 here. So when it's your turn, that's when you'll guess. I'm going to give you an artist name with the initial in it. You got to tell me what the initial is short for, okay?
Oh, I'm going to lose, but okay.
Because I just was thinking about this yesterday with, obviously, you might have heard about R. Kelly, maybe, I don't know, all in the news. And I was like, well, what does the R stand for? So, Alex, question number 1, R. Kelly, what does the R stand for?
Robert.
That is what you call correct.
Whoa,
did you all know that?
Because I'm obsessed with this case. I know everything.
Did you know it before you looked into the case, though?
Nope.
I didn't either. Okay, this one's for Pork Chop. A little bit harder. Sorry, it's just how the cards fall. TLC, like the group that actually sings. Like, what does TLC stand for?
Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls.
Okay.
What?
I literally don't know.
You want to try that again? TLC.
Tender love and careness.
No, it stands for T-Boz, Left Eye, and Chili. That's their 3 names on the group.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
See, I was right.
And by the way, I feel like I have to play this. I'm kind of backing up over a broken egg. R. Kelly would have been this clip.
That's stupid. Use your common sense.
There we go. Okay. Now I feel better about myself. Liv the Web Girl.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to give you the person's name. There's an initial in there. Tell me what that represents, okay?
Okay.
Mary J. Blige. Amazing, amazing singer. What does the J stand for?
Jane.
Liv the Web Girl. I don't say this often, but...
No way!
Yeah, Mary Jane.
Was that a random guess?
Yeah, because like Mary Jane.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
Like marijuana.
I do too.
Yeah, that is a jam right there. It's a bop. Okay. Back to Alex here. So far, 1-1. So Alex, go for your second point if you can. What does the T in iced tea stand for?
Terrence.
It does not.
I don't know.
Coming
this one.
From my background and being on a cop show,
I will shoot your ass from right here.
There you go.
I love him on SVU, by the way. He's like my favorite character.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
It's so amazing. No, this is a tough one. I didn't know it until I looked it up. The iced tea, like his name, stands for Tracy. That's his real first name.
Dang it.
Tracy. Okay. Alex still got 1 Pork Chop. You can maybe tie it up right here with Eazy-E. What does the E in Eazy-E stand for? Why are your eyes getting so big?
Oh, I know this one.
I think I might know this.
I knew I wasn't going to know. Eazy-E.
The letter E in Easy. It's his name was Eazy-E. He was a rapper in NWA. What does the E stand for?
At the end.
Edward.
No.
It does not. Ladies, you don't get a point, but what is it?
Eric.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is it Eric?
It is Eric.
Straight out of Compton. It's a brother that was puppy and mother. It makes a sister think I love her. Dangerous.
Guys, so fun fact about me. The entire like first 2 verses of this song I can rap.
I thought you were gonna say you're from Compton. I'm like, I never knew.
No, I know it by heart, the first like 2 verses, but there's so much swearing I could never do on the radio.
Yeah, all right. Well, we know this, so we know that Pork Chop is not going to be winning this game, but we'll still continue to play our way on through. Liv the Web Girl, here's your second question this morning.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. Kenny G, you know who he is?
Oh, the saxophone guy.
Yes. Tell me what the G for Kenny G stands for. Kenny G, what's the G stand for?
He's a straight up G.
Garth?
No.
I don't know. Is it Gordon?
It's his last name, Gorlick.
Ah.
Oh, you were close, Alex.
You wouldn't be as excited as like, oh yeah, the soothing sounds of Kenny Gorlick.
Is there a famous vampire saxophone player named Kenny Garlick?
That's actually his cousin.